Tonight's shiur is the Ilui Nishmas Dvorah Bas Chaim. Tehei Nishmas Tzrura B'Tzrur HaChaim. This week is the week of Rosh Chodesh Kislev and Parshas Toldos, which is usually the parsha that we read as Kislev begins. The name of the parsha, Toldos, is already related to Kislev. Toldos, which means offspring, children, Leida is revelation. Birth is revelation. Kislev is the month of revelation, the month that we were zeichet to the Pach Shemen that was concealed throughout the years, and it was revealed on Chanukah, including the Or HaGon, is the hidden light, as the B'nai Yisoscha talks about at length, that was revealed in the 36 Neiros of Chanukah, the Or HaGon is that lasted 36 hours. Kes Lamed Vav, that's Kislev. Kes hidden, Lamed Vav equal to 36. Toldos, therefore, the parasha that takes us into Kislev is already hinting to us what Kislev is all about. Kislev is the month of Toldos, the month of Leida. Geula is compared to Leida. Redemption is birth. The coming of Mashiach is compared by the Nevi'im to the birth of a child. The birth is the revelation of the child. It's interesting that the upcoming parashiyos, including this, that are read throughout Kislev, in every single one, we read about a birth. In this week's parasha, the birth of Yaakov and Esav. Next week, the birth of the Shvatim. In Vayishlach, you have the birth of Binyamin. In Vayeshev, you have Peretz and Zerach. In Miketz, you have Menashe and Ephraim. Every parasha read in Kislev talks about birth. Kislev is the month of revelation. When we take a look throughout this parasha, we also see many, many hints to Chanukah, to what occurs in the month of Kislev. Some more prominent, perhaps, than others, but the entire parasha is a parasha of bracha. This is a parasha of hoisafa. The parasha begins with a vav, ve'ela toldos. The parasha has in it the famous bracha that many say every single Motzei Shabbos, the bracha that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov, which he intended to give to Esav, ve'yitain l'cho ha'elokim. It starts with a vav. So Rashi says, yitain v'yachzar v'yitain. He will give and he will give again. Constantly give. Hoysafa. Hoysafa is Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which every night we add a candle. We add oil. The Yitan L'chaha Elohim seems to be a contradiction because Elohim is Midas Hadin. Midas Hadin is Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is the opposite of Hoysafa. Tzimtzum is the opposite of expansion. How do we say then that v'yitain l'cha yitain v'yachzer v'yitain ho Elohim? If anything, it should be v'yitain l'cha Hashem yudke vavke. The parsha begins. The Eila told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak, and as we mentioned last week, the Baal HaTurim says this is referring to the Geula, because the previous parsha ended with the words al pnei kol echov nafal, which is the fall of Yishmael. When Yishmael falls, the Eila told us Yitzchak. Yitzchak rises. The descendant of Yitzchak, Toldos Yitzchak, referring to Ben David, will sprout forth, as he says, Yitzmach Ben David, and he will redeem us from the sorrows of the Bnei Yishmael. So Toldos, therefore, is a parasha of Geula. The brachos that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov will occur at the time of Geula. Most Mefarshim say that the brachos that Yitzchak gives to Yaakov are brachos of Geula. That will happen in the time of Geula. So Toldos is a parasha of Geula. Yet, the parasha ends with Yaakov running away. Yaakov has to go into Golus. Yaakov has to flee his brother who wants to kill him. Anti-Semitism begins in this week's parasha. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov al HaBerach. In fact, this is the source, many say, to anti-Semitism. It starts here, where Esav is jealous and wants to take revenge for that which Yaakov did to him. And it ends with Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. The last pasuk of the parasha is Esav goes to Yishmael. When we thought we got rid of Yishmael, last week we read Al Panei Kol Echov Nafal, and the downfall of Yishmael finally comes, Vayelech told us Yitzchak, and now again, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. even though he dies at this time, as Rashi tells us, it says Vayikach es Mochlas Bas Yishmol Ben Avraham Achois Nevoyos. Why does the Torah tell us that she, Mochlas, the daughter of Yishmol, is the sister of Nevoyos, who was the oldest son of Yishmol? Because Yishmol died during that time, and it was Nevoyos who married her off to Esav, because Yishmol was no longer alive. But Vayelech Esav el Yishmol means Esav went to Yishmol. Yishmol was still alive when they met, and when the Shidduch was talked about, and then afterwards he dies, and Nevoyos marries her off to Esav. And here the Gemara learns out that Yaakov was 63 years old at the time of the Brachos, because we know that Yishmol was 74 years older than Yaakov, because Yishmol is 14 years older than Yitzchak. He was 13 by the Bris. A year later, Yitzchak is born, so he's 14 years older. And the Pasuk tells us at the beginning of this week's parasha that Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. So if you do the math, 60 plus 14 is 74. And since we say Yishmol died here, because the Torah tells us that it was her brother Nevoyos who married her off, because he had just died, and it says he was 137 when he died, so 137 minus 74 is 63. So Yaakov is 63. And Rashi goes through the whole cheshbon that the Gemara talks about in Megillah, that from here we learn out that Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Aver for 14 years. Because if we count, I'm not going to go through the whole cheshbon here, everyone has to be Ma'av Sedra and go through the Rashis themselves. So if you go through the Rashi at the end of the parasha, you will see the cheshbon that Yaakov had to be somewhere for 14 years, because there's a 14-year discrepancy here. There's 14 years that are not accountable for. And that's what Chazal tells us. Those are the 14 years that he went to the Beis Medrash of Aver. It's interesting. We should learn out that Yaakov went to the Beis Medrash of Aver from in such a roundabout, indirect way. The Torah doesn't tell us straight out. The Torah tells us that Esav went to Yishmael, and that he married Mochlas, who was the sister of Nevoyos. So that tells you that Yishmael died at the time. And from there, we figure out that he was 63. And if he was 63, how could he have told Yosef he was 130? Really, he should have said he's 116, that 14 years missing. So from there we learn out that he hid himself in the Beis Medrash of Aver for 14 years. What a roundabout way to learn out such a major occurrence in the life of Yaakov, where Yaakov goes to the Beis Medrash of Aver for 14 years. We learn out from the fusion of Esav and Yishmael, Esav joining Yishmael here, and marrying this woman by the name of Mochlas, or Machalas. There are two versions how to read it. Mochlas or Machalas. Mochlas is from the word Mechila. When one gets married, he receives Mechilas Avainos. Even Esav married her to receive Mechilas Avainos. In fact, that's why he married her, because he saw that Yitzchak was upset that he married Kananios. He wanted to show again that he's great, so he married Mochlas. The other interpretation, which is machalas, is that she was just another machal, another sickness, another marsha'as. In fact, that's how Rashi ends off the parasha. Al noshav hoisif risha al rishosai. She added another marsha'as to the ones that he had already been married to. In other words, he wasn't really doing tshuva. This was all fake. Because if he really meant to do tshuva, he would have divorced the wicked wives that he had from before. But he didn't. So instead, Hoisif Risha al Rishasai Shalai Gay Rashas HaRishonis. That's how Rashi ends off the parasha, and the parasha ends off with this. So again, such a parasha which is called Toldos, which is revelation, which is referring to the Geula, which has in it the bracha of Yitzchak to Yaakov concerning the time of Geula, should end in such a way, similar to the question that we asked 2 weeks ago, the Akedah in Parshas Vayera. Why is the Akedah in Parshas Vayera? And the fact that we're preparing for Chanukah now, we are less than 30 days to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Every Yom Tov you're supposed to begin preparing for it, which means learning the Halachas, the Gemara that talks about it, and so on, with 30 days prior to the Yom Tov, and it's already tonight, Chof Ches Mar Cheshvan, so it's, we are within the Shloshim Yom, and this Shabbos is already Chodesh Kislev, Beis Kislev. So certainly, Chanukah has to be on our minds, and of course the parshiyos that we read are connected to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Where do we see that here? And as mentioned before, throughout this parsha there are many, many remozim of Chanukah, including what the psukim talk about here concerning the wells that Yitzchak dug. Yitzchak dug three wells. He dug a well by the name of Esek, a well by the name of Sitna, and a well by the name of Rechoivos, which the Baal HaTurim says correspond to the three empires. The first one was the Babylonian, then the Persian, and Rechoivos, he says, is the Greek Empire, which is Malchus Yavon, which when it was defeated, that's when we were zeichet to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Says the Baal HaTurim, an amazing thing, he says that the Yavonim wanted to be mevatel the Jewish people from Piria Veribia. They didn't want the wives to go to mikveh. And Hashem made a nes that everyone had a mikveh in their house. Exactly what that means, I don't know. But that's what it says. But the Baal HaTurim quotes a medrash right here in this week's parasha. So that Bnei Yisrael were able to continue to have children. And the gezeirah of the Yavonim was batel. Now, we all know the Chazal that tells us that the Yavonim fought Bris Mila, Chodesh, Shabbos, or what the Gemara says, Timu Kol Hashmanim, Nichnasu Yavonim, Lehechel, they entered the Hechel, and so on. They wanted to infiltrate, to contaminate, they wanted to, not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash physically, but to contaminate it spiritually. They wanted to contaminate Klal Yisrael with Chochmas Chitzainiyos, with the Greek philosophy, and so on. But here the Baal HaTurim tells us that there was also the Bittul of Piria Veribia. They didn't want that the Jewish people should have more children. They wanted to decrease the population, just like Paray wanted in Mitzrayim. And therefore Yitzchak said, when he dug the third well, Ki ata hirchiv Hashem lanu uparinu ba'oretz. So we see that Chanukah is connected to Piria Veribia. Chanukah is connected to Haysafa, to Leida. In fact, the Bnei Yisrael brings down that Chanukah is a zman that is mesugal for Pekidas Akorois, women who haven't had children. Chanukah is a zman mesugal that they can daven for children. He says Matis Yahu is Begematria Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah we know is when we lain the Hashem Pokad Esara, that's when Hashem remembered the Akorois. Chanukah, which is an extension of Rosh Hashanah, is also a time of Pekidas Akoros, a time for Leida, a time for revelation. And of course, we have the story of Yaakov and Esav, where Yaakov is being told by his mother, just like Sarah we read last week, is the one who is responsible, who gets the credit for removing Yishmael from Avraham's home. It's Rivka who gets the credit for removing Esav. And she's commanding Yaakov to do an act which Yaakov could not do. Yaakov is the Ishtam, the epitome of honesty and integrity. He has to delve now into deceit. He has to actually go and fool his father, dress like his brother, and talk like his brother, and actually say he is his brother. Anoichi Esav b'chayrecha. To the point where Yitzchak says, "Hakol kol Yaakov hayodayim idei Esav." Yaakov has to enter the world of Sheker in order to receive the brachas from his father. In a roundabout way, which we're not going into now, why it had to be that way. But the fact is that Yaakov enters the world of Esav in order to receive the brachas of Esav, the brachas that Esav was supposed to receive. Which it seems like it was in a deceitful manner that he receives these brachas. And the truth is, the major question that Mefarshim asks is, how could it be that his father doesn't know who Esav is? Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid befiv. That's why Yitzchak loved Esav, because he fed him, because he used to go and bring him home delicacies. That's why he loved him. This is Yitzchak Avinu. We're talking about Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak. We're talking about the greatest of human beings. We're talking about the Avos HaKadoshim, who probably didn't even know what food tasted like. We're talking about the greatest and holiest people. That's why he loved him. Obviously, he loved him because there was something to love. It wasn't just that he was his oldest son, and that he was mistaken, and he thought that he was a tzaddik, and he was not, and Yitzchak was being fooled his entire life. Yitzchak knew who Esav was. But in Esav, there is Kedusha. In Esav, they were trapped. Tzayid means trapped. Trapped in Esav are sparks of Kedusha. And those sparks later were Rabbi Akiva, Shmaya v'Avtalyoin. Esav is Rosh HaTevis, Akiva, Shmaya v'Avtalyoin. Rabbi Meir, the greatest Tanoim, who are the root of Torah Shebaal Peh, were from Esav, not from Yaakov. They were from Esav. Esav is born Jewish. Esav and Yaakov were born to Rivka and Yitzchak. This is something which we cannot say about Yishmael. Yishmael was born to Avraham when he was Avram. He was not Avraham. Yishmael's mother was Hagar. His grandfather is Paroi. Yishmael was not part of the bris, the brisi okim es Yitzchak. Yishmael's bris mila was not the same as Avraham and Yitzchak. Yishmael is not considered a Yid. Nowhere, anywhere in Chazal is Yishmael referred to as a Yisrael. Esav is a Yisrael mummer. He's a mummer, but he's a Yisrael. And from Esav, a lot of good came out, and perhaps that's why. The fact that Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav didn't go to waste. The love that Yitzchak had to Esav brought out these neshamas that were trapped in Esav. The Nitzutzei Kedusha that existed in Esav was brought out because of the love that Yitzchak had for Esav. And this is what Chanukah is all about, because Chanukah is the Yom Tov, as mentioned many times, and we'll elaborate a little more now on different points that I don't think we mentioned in previous years. Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we go into the boundary of Esav. On Chanukah, Esav was killed, as the Bnei Yisoscha tells us, because that's when Yaakov was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah. And the day that Yaakov was buried in the Maris HaMachpelah is when Esav was killed. We know, as the Chidor writes at the beginning of this week's parasha, that Geirim only exists from Esav. Only those who are from Esav will convert. There are no Geirim from Yishmael. And if someone claims to be an Arab and he's a Geir, then obviously he's not, or his mother wasn't. But Geirim, it's really unheard of. It really is. It's kamat unheard of that a Muslim converts to Judaism. But Christians do many times. Because Esav is a Jew. And in Esav there are sparks of Kedusha. And that's why Yaakov has to go into the boundary of Esav in order to bring out the sparks of Kedusha that fell in the boundary of Esav. He doesn't have to go into the boundary of Yishmael. Yishmael does not have any sparks of Kedusha. After Yishmael died, it was over. The Bnei Yishmael have absolutely no sparks of Kedusha in them, so says the Chida. This is not my own innovation. And therefore there are no Geirim from Yishmael. We suffer from Yishmael, yes, we do, and the downfall of Yishmael is the prerequisite to the coming of Mashiach, but Esav is different. In Esav there is Kedusha. The Zohar tells us that Kislev is the month of Yaakov, Teves is the month of Esav. Chanukah connects these 2 months. Chanukah starts in Kislev and it extends into the first 2 or 3 days of Teves, depending if it's Moleh or Chaser. So Chanukah connects 2 months, Kislev and Teves, which is very unusual. There's no other Yom Tov like it. No Yom Tov occurs at a time which connects 2 months. Only Chanukah does. Chanukah connects Yaakov to Esav. And that's Yamin and Smoil. Chanukah connects Yamin and Smoil. Midas Hadin and Midas Harachan, Midas Hachesed and Midas Hadin. The Pasha begins, the Eilat told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham hoiled as Yitzchak, which seems to be redundant. As Rashi says, Hashem created Yitzchak to look like Avraham, so there should be no doubt, because there were those, the scoffers, who said that Me'avimelech nisabra sara. Why was it necessary that a miracle have to happen that Yitzchak should look like Avraham? Don't many children look like their parents? And the reason is because Yitzchak is not like Avraham. They are two different characters. Avraham is chesed and Yitzchak is din. But when it comes to Kedusha, Chesed and Din unite. Yamin and Samoil unite. Both are necessary. Too much Yamin is no good, and of course too much Samoil is no good. There has to be a medium. There has to be a fusion of Yamin and Samoil, which is Din and Rachamim, Din and Chesed and Gevura, Avraham and Yitzchak. There's one Yom Tov where we see this clearly, a fusion of Yamin and Smoil, of Din and Chesed, and that is Chanukah. And what's really interesting is the Parsha begins with the fusion of Avraham and Yitzchak, Avraham connecting with Yitzchak, and that's why it was possible for Yitzchak to have an Esav. At the same time that Yitzchak and Rivka have Yaakov, they had an Esav. Esav is Smoil mitzad haklipa. Esav is gevura of the le'umazeh. Yishmael is yamin, is chesed of the le'umazeh. Too much chesed. Yemin de le'umas. That one might argue and say, today we don't see that. That's because Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Today, they're intertwined. Yishmael took from Esav, and Esav took from Yishmael. You see more of Yalchar b'chatichya today by Yishmael, and you see more chesed by Esav. That's because Esav and Yishmael joined together in some way. But, as the Svarim tell us, Yishmael, who's the son of Avraham, is Yemin, like Avraham is Yemin. The right side is the side that symbolizes chesed and rachamim. While Esav, who takes after Yitzchak, in fact, the Zohar says Yitzchak loves Esav because they're of the same kind. Mizinehu, he's from his kind. He's din and he's din. He's smoil and he's smoil. He's gevura and he's gevura, except he's gevura of kedusha. Yira, pachad. While Esav is gevura of din. Esav is a murderer. Esav is the admoni, the redhead. Yalchar b'chatechia. So the Pasha begins with the union of Avraham and Yitzchak, Avraham Hoyleres Yitzchak, Yamin and Samoil, the way it'll be in the future. Yamin u Samoil Tifreitze, we say it in L'chadoyli, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Nundalit. Ki Yamin u Samoil Tifreitze, right and left. Right and left that now are two opposites joined together. And when it happens in Kedusha, it happens in Tumah as well. In fact, in Tumah it happens first. So at the time that Yitzchak and Avraham are supposed to connect, Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. Esav connects with Yishmael. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael is Yemin and Chesed of Le'umazah, which is the time we're in now, where Esav joins with Yishmael, they intertwine totally. Even though there's Islam, there's Christianity, but they join, whether they join together to fight a common enemy, whether it means they join together to take over Yerushalayim, which happens by Melchemes Gog u'Magog, or whether they join in other ways, they join together. The Pasuk tells this to us, and Pashas told us, because at the time of Revelation, that's what's going to happen. When it's time for Yamin and Samoil to join together, when it's time for Chesed and Rachamim to become one, Hashem Elikim, Racham Badin, that's when we see Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. And from that, spirals the Yom Tov of Chanukah. How is that? First of all, who is Machalas? Machalas is the 13th child of Yishmael. Yishmael had 12 sons. That we read in last week's parasha. Nevoyos, Kedar, Adbeel, all the way to Kedma. Here's a 13th child that's not mentioned in the previous parasha because, I guess, because she's a female. Those were 12 boys. Yishmael had a 13th child, Machalas. And Machalas means Mechilas Avoinos. But there's another translation of Machalas. In Tehillim, in Kapitel Nun Gimel, it says, Lamanatzeach al Mochalas. What's a Mochalas? What's David HaMelech talking about? He's talking about Mochalas here? No. Mochalas, says Rashi, is the name of an instrument. Clay shear. There's a musical instrument that's called Mochalas. Mochalas could also mean dancing. It says, Besupim uv Mechailais, Hallelujah, Besaifu Mochail, which Mochal is a circle. They used to dance in a circle. We dance in a circle. Mochalas. Dancing, singing. Musical instrument. What's going on here? Machlas is the name of a person. But it's also a remez to music. And music, anyone who studies music knows that music is actually a combination of Yamin and Samoil. It's a combination of the black and the white on the piano. There's the actual music, there's the chords, there's the harmony. It's a combination of two different sounds, Yamin and Samoil, which is what gives music the beauty. The beauty of the music is when it's joined together, Yamin and Samoil, the two different kinds of sounds that you have when you play music. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of music. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of singing and praising and thanking Hashem, and through whom were we zeichet to the Yom Tov of Chanukah? Shevet Levi. Levi is the 13th Shevet. Because there are really, together, if we count Menashe and Ephraim, which we do, Levi has the status of the 13th Shevet. And through Levi, through Matis Yoh ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who is the descendant of Levi, the 13th Shevet, we were zeichet to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where the Greeks breached the wall of the Beis Hamikdash in 13 places, as Chazal tell us, and connected that, the Chashmonaim fenced 13 new walls around the Beis Hamikdash, and we were saken that we should bow down in those 13 places. And as the Svarim tell us that Chanukah is the Yom Tov in which the 13 Midos HaRachamim are revealed, which correspond to the 13 Midos Shehatayr in the Dreshes Bohem, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, which Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebaal Peh. And where do we see this concept of Yamin and Samoil? We see by Chanukah, number one, that according to Beis Hillel, Milan Bakhoidish, every day we're supposed to light another candle. We're supposed to go higher and higher. Hoysofa, that's Yamin. According to Beis Shammai, you're supposed to decrease. That's Smoil. And of course, this is according to their Shita in Yahadus. Hillel stressed always the Yamin, the Va'asei Toiv. Beis Shammai always stresses the Sur Meira. So according to Beis Hillel, you have to add every night. According to Beis Shammai, you have to decrease. According to Beis Hillel, why do you have to add every night? The Gemara says, Milan Bakhoidish. According to Beis Shammai, why do you have to decrease? Because it's Keneged Porei HaChag, the bulls that were sacrificed on Sukkot. There were 70 of them. Keneged the 70 nations headed by Esav and Yishmael. 35 is Esav and 35 is Yishmael, as the Vilna Gaon discusses in Pashas Pinchas. So by the Porei HaChag, we sacrifice them on Sukkot in decrease mode. So too, the Chanukah Neiros, according to Beis Shammai, should be lit in decrease mode. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as opposed to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. In Le'umazeh, that's Esav and Yishmael. Yishmael is Yamin, the Yamin of Klipa. Esav is the Smoil. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael is Begamatria Milan Bakhoidesh Uporei HaChag. It's connected the two reasons of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, why we either go up or down, Hoysofa or the opposite, Yamin or Smoil. And the halacha happens to be like Beis Hillel, that we add every night. However, the halacha also is that you're supposed to light on the left side. And that happens to be a machlokes. Machlokes in the Gemara, if you light on the right side of the doorway or the left. Perhaps the machlokes is, according to Beis Shammai, who's the left, because he's Midas Hadin, he's stresses Sur Meira, we have to light every night one less candle, so we have to light on the left side. According to Beis Hillel, we have to add every night, we light on the right side. Then the halacha really should be that we should light like Beis Hillel and add a candle every night and light on the right side, but we don't, because we're connecting Yamin and Samoil. We're paskening like Beis Hillel that we light every night another candle, Milan Bakhoidesh, but on the other hand, we light on the left side, we light by the doorway facing the outside, we light at night, and we go into Teves, which is the month of Din, the month of Samoil. The Gemara says, Ner Chanukah Misamoil. Misamoil is Begematria Teves. Teves is on the left. Kislev is on the right. Kislev is Yaakov. Kislev is Eretz Yisrael. Kislev is Yerushalayim, while Teves is Damesek, which is on the left. What does that mean? We know that every month is a different Shevet. Kislev is Binyamin, and Teves is Don. As the Arizal says, it goes by the way they traveled in the desert. Kislev is the ninth month, Chodesh HaTashi, the ninth month, corresponding to the 9 months of pregnancy, and the ninth month is the month of Leda, the month of birth, Toldos. Kislev is Binyamin, Benyamin, who finds himself on the right side. He was born in Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is built in his portion. And the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Harzeh Kunsa Yaminoi. Yaminoi is Begematria Kislev. The Beis HaMikdash is in Yerushalayim, which is on the right side. What do we say in Tehillim? Meshkochech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yamini. If one forgets Yerushalayim, he forgets his right hand. The Nes of Chanukah occurred in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. Eshkochech Yerushalayim is Begematria Shmoinas Yamei Chanukah. The Chanukah Yomtiv, the miracle, the Nes of Chanukah, comes from Yerushalayim, comes from Beis HaMikdash, which is the Yamin, and it starts in Kislev, but it extends into Teves, which is the month of Don. Don is Din. Donani Elohim. Don is Gevura. Don is Midas Hadin. It's Smoil. It's the left. The Pasuk says, Avraham ran after the four kings until he came to Damascus. Asher Misamoil L'Damasek, the left side of Damasek, because Damasek is the left side, as opposed to Yerushalayim, which is on the right. The Chazals tell us, because Avram ran to Damesek, Yerushalayim one day will extend till Damesek, and because that's what Chanukah is. Chanukah is that the light of the Ner Chanukah extends into the street. It illuminates the outside. The Chutz. Acha Tichla Regel Min Hashuk Ad the Kal Yerigla the Talmud Doi, as the Gemara says in Shabbos. Meaning, Yerushalayim goes all the way till Damesek in the future. Avram ran all the way till Damesek. When Hashem will reveal the hidden light totally, Or Chodosh Al Tzion Toir, which happens to be a gematria Hashem Yismoil Damasek, when the Or Chodosh will illuminate the Or Chodesh that we are zeicher to on Chanukah, we get a taste of it. In the future, it'll be permanent. That's when Yerushalayim is going to go all the way to Damascus, and the Yemin and the Samoil will unite together. Shlomo HaMelech says, Smoiloi tachas l'roishi v'minoi techabekeni. He talks about Smoil and Yemin together in unison. That's Vayelech Esav el Yishmol. Vayelech Esav el Yishmol is in Le'umazah, the Yemin and the Smoil unite. At the same time, Yaakov runs to the Beis Medrash of Eivor and he hides there. What's he doing there? He's learning there. He's not just hiding there. He's learning there. We know that Yaakov learned Torah before already. Yaakov learned in the Beis Medrash of Shem and Eivor, as we learned at the beginning of the parasha. What does the pasuk tell us? V'Yaakov ishtom yoshev v'holim v'oholoi shel Shem uv'oholoi shel Eivor. So what's the chiddush that he went to learn now? He learned for 63 years. Okay, so he must have started when he was bar mitzvah, so say 50 years. That's pretty long. And now he's going to learn again. But this time the stress is that he's going to hide in the Beis Medrash of Eivor. He's concealing himself. What's the difference between that which he learned in the tents of Shem and Eivor before he ran away, and now again, now when he ran away, and now he's 63 years old? The difference is it's a totally different level of Torah. It's a new revelation of Torah. It's the light that Hashem revealed on Chanukah. What's interesting is the Arizal tells us, and then the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about it, as we know that there are four miluim of the Shem Havaya. That means Yudke Vavke has four ways of spelling it, the miluoy. The miluoy means completely. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet, He is He Aleph, or He Yud, or He, different ways of spelling it. So there are four miluim. One is equal to 72, Chesed, one is equal to 63, one is 52, and one is 45. So the Arizal tells us that Chanukah extends from Sag, Samach Gimel, from 63, from the Shem Havaya that is equal to 63. And he elaborates on that. We're not going to go into that now, but that's where it comes from. It's hinted in the word Chanukah, because Chanukah is the letters Chona Chavav. Chona, Chesnun He, is equal to 63. Chavav is 26, which is the Shem Havaya, just plain. Which Shem Havaya? The one that is equivalent to 63. So the number 63 is associated with Chanukah, it is associated with Bina, which Chanukah has to do with Bina. Perhaps a different time we'll go into that. That's the interesting thing here, that Yaakov is 63 here. Yaakov turns 63 when he receives the brachos of V'yitam l'chaha Elohim. And now that we are talking about Yemin and Smoil uniting together, we can understand why the pasuk says Elohim. It's not a contradiction anymore. Because these brachos are for the future when Yemin and Smoil will unite. So Elohim, even though Elohim is normally Midas Hadin V'Tzimtzum, how could you say V'Yitem L'cho Yitem V'Yachsa V'Yitem, which is Haysafa, which is not Midas Hadin? Yes, in this world where Chesed and Din don't unite. But in the future when Chesed and Din do unite, when Yemin and Smoil become one, it's not a contradiction anymore. V'Yitem L'cho Elohim. And Yaakov is 63 here. And where does he go? He goes to the Beis Medrash of Eivor and he hides himself, because the Torah that he's learning is the Torah that's concealed, the Torah that is compared to oil. The Torah is compared to various liquids. It's compared to wine, it's compared to water, it's compared to milk, and it's compared to shemen, it's compared to oil. The Torah that's compared to wine, the Torah that's compared to water and milk are the revealed parts of the Torah. The Torah that Yaakov learned till he was 63 was Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's Shem and Eivor. Now he's going to be Eivor, but he's hiding. He's hiding because the Torah that he's learning there is the hidden Torah, is the part of the Torah that has to be hidden. It's the Or HaGonuz. That's what Yaakov is learning now. And the reason why Yaakov is going to learn this now is because Esav joins with Yishmael. If not for the fact that Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, if not that Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, he never would have ran to the Beis Medrash of Eivor. Chanukah happens as a result of the Choshech of Yavon, the fact that the Yavonim, the Greeks, made it so difficult for the Jewish people. And they succeeded. Many, many Jews, the Hellenists, joined the ranks of the Greeks and were studying Greek philosophy. And the Kedushas HaTorah was in danger of becoming forgotten. L'hashkicham Torah Secha. They wanted to make the Torah forgotten. They wanted to make everyone forget that the Torah is divine, that it's not just a subject, a study. But it's Torah's Hashem. On Chanukah, we were zeichet to a new revelation of Torah, the hidden light, which is the jug of oil that was found under the ground. besides that it's the oil that they lit the menorah with it, and obviously a miraculous kind of oil that lasted for 8 days, where time, space didn't play a role, which we see in this parasha too. Yaakov, when he goes to receive these brachas, which are the brachas of the future, the brachas of Chanukah, the brachas of Yemais HaMashiach, gets to wear the big day Esav, which is really the big day Nimrod, which is really the big day Adam HaRishon, or as the Yerushalmi says, it's the big day Kayan Gadol. And it didn't fit him, because he was much smaller than Esav was. The Pasuk stresses this, Tikach Rivka is big day Esav, Beno HaGadol, Vatalbesh es Yaakov Beno HaKatan. Why does the Pasuk stress that Esav is the older one, or it means here Esav is the larger one, and Yaakov is the smaller one? Because the Torah is telling you that a nes occurred, the nes of Chanukah, like a small little amount of oil could last for 8 days. Here too, the large clothes somehow fit Yaakov, similar to the nes of Chanukah. Or as we see in the parash of Erav Yavoid Soir, the older one will be subservient to the younger one, meaning like we see by Chanukah, Verabim Biyad Ma'atim. The Rav Yavoid Soir is begamatria of Tzivan Alahavik Ner Chanukah. That's what Chanukah is. Chanukah teaches us that it's not quantity, but quality that counts. It's not how many or how much. Because the Rav Yavoid Soir. And Yaakov enters into the world of Esav. Yaakov goes into the left side. Yaakov goes out. Esav says, Yitzchak says to Esav, Vitzei HaSoda, go out to the field. But say Hasada, which is equal to the word Teves, which is the month of Esav. Esav has to go out into the field, Vitzudo Litzoyed, and find for me, Yitzchak wants the sparks of Kedusha that exist in Esav. The mistake of Yitzchak wasn't that he loved Esav. The mistake was that he thought that Esav can do it. And Esav did have the potential to do it. He could have done it. The Sfarim say that if Esav would have been Mizgaber over his Yetzer Hara, he would have been a lot greater than Yaakov. He had more potential than Yaakov did. But he didn't work on himself. Yaakov has to do it. Rivka understood that. Rivka understood that, yes, there are sparks of Kedusha in Esav, there's no question about it, but Esav himself is not going to be able to deal with it. He's out. His children, perhaps, yes, but he can't. He can't do it. Only Yaakov can do it. Only Yaakov can go into the boundary of Esav, which today we're not allowed to go, as the Pasuk says, Ki Yerusha le'Esav nosati es har seir. Al tizgoru bum. We're not allowed to antagonize Esav until the time of Geula, ad midrach kaf rogel, as the Pasuk says in Devarim, until Hashem sets foot on Har HaZeisim, v'omdu raglov bayoyim hahu al Har HaZeisim, until then we're not allowed to enter the boundary of Esav, except on Chanukah. Ad midrach kaf regel. Kaf regel is begamatria ner Chanukah. On Chanukah we go into the boundary of Esav, which is the left side, which is evening, which is outside, which is Teves, where Yemin affects Smoil, where Yerushalayim extends to Damesek. And that's Mashiach. Mashiach is a fusion of Yamin and Samoil, of Chesed and Din. The Rambam tells us the two simonim of Mashiach is, number one, he will build the Beis HaMikdash. Two, he will defeat the enemies. Yivne Beis HaMikdash b'mkaymai v'yilchaim melchemes Hashem v'natzeach, which means Mashiach has to deal with Yamin and he has to deal with Samoil at the same time. Not that he has to actually even take a weapon in his hand. The Navi says, Yeshaya says, when he'll have to deal with the enemies, v'hiko eretz b'shevet piv, u'b'sfas of yomis rasha, with his mouth. All he has to do is curse. He'll curse those that have to be eradicated, and they will be. He won't have to lift a finger, he won't have to touch or push a button, or fight, or use any weapons whatsoever. Nachum Breslov writes in his Sefer, the Mashiach will take over the whole world in an instant, without, he uses a Lashon, without even putting a bullet into a gun. Nothing. There won't be any need for any weapons. He'll be able to accomplish whatever he has to with his mouth. HaKoyl Koyl Yaakov is the Gematria Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach will use his voice. Mashiach will use his mouth, which is the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of Hallel V'Hoyda'ah, where we use our mouths, we praise Hashem. It's the Yom Tov that we thank Hashem. The Yom Tov that we were zeichet to Torah Shabbal peh meaning mouth, which is the brachas that Yitzchak is giving Yaakov. V'yitam v'chaho elikim, mital hashamayim v'mishmanei ha'oretz. Chazal tell us, mishmanei is Mishnah. Rav Dagon V'Sirosh, is Talmud, is Gemara, Midrashim. That's the real bracha. The real bracha is the Haysafa in Torah, addition in Torah, which is Chanukah, is the Yomtiv of Haysafa. Esav, on the other hand, what does it say about him? Hoysif Risha al Rishasa. Yes, he was also into Haysafa, but a different kind of Haysafa. His Haysafa, his addition, was adding another Marshas to his clan, another wife who's just like the other two, another Haysafa, but a Haysafa in Tumah, not a Haysafa in Kedusha. Whatever we see in the Le'umasa, the same exists in the Kedusha. Vayelach Esav el Yishmael, there's a fusion of Avraham and Yitzchak, of Yamin and Smoil, which is Chanukah, which is Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Haysafa, Ma'ilin Bakoydish, Poiches Vahoylech, Ner Chanukah on the left side, despite that we are lighting every day another candle. Vayikach Esmochlas, Mochlas is the 13th of the children of Yishmael. We have Levi. Levi is the singer. Levi is the one who sings and plays the musical instruments in the Beis Hamikdash. Mochalas is Mechilas Avoinos, and Chanukah, there is Mechilas Avoinos. Chanukah is the Hashlama of what started Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Chamisha Asa Ba'av, we began wishing each other a Ksiva V'Chasima Toiva. It ends with Chanukah. Chanukah is the Gemar HaChasima, as the B'nai Yisoscha tells us. The final Chasima Toiva is on Chanukah. The Gemara's expression is that you're supposed to light the candles, Mishatishka HaChama, when the sun sets, ad shetichla regel min hashuk, until there's no one in the street anymore. Tishka hachama is begematria ksiva vachsim betoiv. It's also begematria chamisha asa ba'av. Now the sun is setting. Now it's coming to an end. Chanukah is the hashlama of what started chamisha asa ba'av. Now is the time for mechilas avoinos. Now is the time for refuah shalema, the true refuah. The bracha of refuahena was the eighth bracha of Shemayna Esrei. Chanukah is the yomtiv to rid ourselves of machalas, of all the machalos. Machalos begematria Chanukah. All the machalos, all the sicknesses should be eradicated as the yomtiv of Chanukah approaches. As we enter the month of Kislev, the month of Leida, the month of Mazel Keshes. Keshes, of course, is the symbol also of Yishmael, and it's the symbol of the Greeks. When Yitzchak said, go out to the field, he said, Sona keilecha telyecha v'kashtecha, take your sword and take your bow and go out to the field. Chazal tell us each one is a different empire. Kashtecha is Yavan. The Yavanim are compared to Keshes. And as a result of the downfall of Yavan, we were zeicha to the Nes of Chanukah, so too in our time, with the downfall of Yishmael, the Roy v'kashas, also compared to Keshes, we will be zeicha not just to Chanukah, which is the He'ora, a taste of Yemais HaMashiach, but to the actual Yemais HaMashiach, where we will see the fusion of Yamin and Smoil, Ki Yamin U'Smoil Tifreitzi V'Yas Hashem Ta'aritzi Al Yad Ish Ben Parzi, V'Nismach Av Nagila.